السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, we are here for this Mubarak Majlis of to learn about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The word seerah, as you know, is usually meant as biography. Seerah means the way, the path. We learn about the path of the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam because he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a guide for all of mankind until the last day, so that people can have a life in this world which is successful, as well as be successful when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. And that is why we learn about the seerah. The seerah is extremely important and should be, at least in my opinion, the seerah should be a fundamental course of learning, a fundamental course of the raising of children, of tarbiyah wa tazkiyah, from day one. Because it's like this. The reason why we have the way is the same reason why we have a recipe. Right? The same reason why we have a recipe. Now, say for example, my favorite food is biryani. So, if you ask me, if I ask you, tell me how to cook biryani. So, you give me a list of ingredients. You must get the best mutton, you must get the best basmati rice, you must get these spices and so on and so on. And then I take all the ingredients, correct in that there's nothing wrong with the ingredients, same correct ingredients. If I take all of them, put them into a pot, put some water and boil it all up, I will get very nice smelling dog food. It will not be biryani, because rice cooked with meat, with spices and smell, is dog food. Right? Dogs will love it. It's not biryani. So what is biryani? Biryani is to use the same ingredients, but according to a pattern, according to a plan, which tells you at what stage in the cooking each thing should be put. What do you start with? What comes next? And at what stage does the second one come? And then what comes after that? And so on. So you have to follow a method. Good ingredients alone will not give you a tasty dish. Good ingredients cooked according to a method gives you a tasty dish. And that's exactly the same thing as far as Islam is concerned. We have the best ingredients. I mean, nobody can improve on the Quran. And nobody can improve on the hadith of Rasulullah. But if that is approached without adab, without respect, without the method, then it will not give you the right result. It creates arrogance. It creates people who have no concern for others. It creates people who have no respect for the teacher, no respect for the kitab. And we see signs of this everywhere. We see people, for example, in our masajid, who will be reading the Quran and then they put it on the floor. We have people who sit in the masjid with both their feet, legs extended, both the feet pointed at the Qibla. And if there is the imam, if the ustad is teaching, both the feet are in the face of the imam. I mean, so the point I'm making is that is the reason why we study the seerah. That's the reason why the seerah is so important. Because the seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ is the method by which Islam should be approached. If Islam is approached in a method, in a way which is different from the way Rasulullah ﷺ approached the Islam, then you will not get the results that Nabi ﷺ got. The The best dalil for this I can give you is the story of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He memorized Suratul Baqarah, which is 2.5 juz, in 12 years. Now, those of you who are familiar with our Madrasa system and HIF system, you know that in our HIF system, a child memorizes the entire Quran, 30 juz, in 2 years. And if the child takes longer than that, maybe 3 years, then the ustad will say, this child is slow. His memory is not that good. And if he does not even complete in 3 years, then at the end of 3 years, generally they will tell him, Salaam alaikum, good, whatever you know is fine, forget it. So here, on the other hand, was Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, who was Arab, who was the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, who was a close and personal student of Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of his favorite students. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa, radiallahu anha's famous statement, she said, I don't know anyone who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that sometimes people said, there's one story where he was mounted on his animal, on his camel, and he's going along a street. At one point, he bends down like this, and then he straightens up. And the camel is walking. So people asked him, why did you bend down? He said, there used to be a tree by the side of the street, and that tree had a branch which extended across the street. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pass this way, he would bend down to get under the branch. So people say, now there is no tree. Now there is no branch. But this was Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So it doesn't matter. If there's no tree, no branch. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to bend there, I will bend there. Another time, he goes to a place, he makes his camel kneel, he dismounts, and he prays two rakat of salah. So they said to him, why do you do this? I mean, this is, what is the sanctity of this place? He said, because, same thing. I was with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dismounted from his camel, and he prayed two rakat of salah, so I'm praying two rakat. Now, this shows, the reason I'm telling you this is because this shows the intense love for Rasulullah that these Sahaba had. Right? It was their intense love for him, their regard for him, their respect for him, and the way they followed him in excellence. Now, why is it important for us to study this and follow Rasulullah in excellence in this way? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirina wal-ansari wal-ladhina taba'hum bi-ihsan radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the sabiquna al-awwalun, those who won the race, those who went ahead, from among the first of the Muhajirun and the Ansar, from the people who from Makkah who came to Medina, and the people in Medina who helped them, Muhajirun wal Ansar, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open. Allah said, and those who followed them in excellence, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوَانِ. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ, and that also among the best of the Sahaba, the Sabiqun al-Awwalun, the ones who came, the first who came to Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door open for all those who want to follow them. Now, how will we follow if we don't know what they did? And that's the reason why it is so important to study the seerah of Rasulullah. And that is what we are doing here. What we are going to do today, inshallah, is a course that I created and for which I wrote a book, and the book is called Seerah is the Answer. And inshallah, to teach the book, I created the course. And this course we have taught in many countries in the world. And we are doing it here. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a source of khair and barakah and benefit for us. So the idea of learning is to practice. And so therefore, my suggestion is, whatever you take away from here, focus on how will you apply it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.